Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today, and what a show we have in store for you. My first guest is a musical legend. Haven't talked to him in almost 30 years. Joining us will be none other than Paul Anka. Then later on, the amazing Kreskin will be here. Former NFL champion Jesse Palmer talking about a new show on ABC called Ultimate Surfer. Agbar Bajamia Miller will be joining us. He's going to be talking about a dog show this time. Actor and movie mogul Rob Reiner. Singer and actor Robert Davi. Comedian Kevin Nealon. And then we'll be talking to Alan Vandermolen about recycling. And that's all coming up this week. Big show with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause. When we come back, legendary singer and songwriter and actor and author Paul Anka.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. You know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a whore. Buy one, get one free.
People say that love's a game you just can't lose.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today, but even better, you are listening to our next guest, who hasn't made an appearance on our show in almost 30 years, and I am so glad that he's here right now. Joining us is the legend, a songwriter, a singer, an author, actor, Paul Anka. Hi, Paul. How are you? Good to have you back.
Hey, Ron. Thank you. How you been?
I have been excellent. It's been a long time since you and I chatted, and I'm so glad to have you back.
As we did the last time. Oh. Thank you. Wow, Ron, I think you probably made my day or my month or my year. Can you imagine saying it's been 30 years and we're still here talking about what we do? Wow.
It's unbelievable.
That's almost as good a news as saying I'm on TikTok.
You know what? Congratulations on that. That is great. You know, aside from the fact that you've had a hit in every decade since the 1950s, now a sensation on TikTok. I mean, that's kind of like the full circle, if you will, in the modern generation.
Well, you know, as I said quickly, I'd never heard of it. I don't think you had it.
No.
And when I found out about it, and these kids showed up at my door, a bunch of girls singing it, wow, this is something. And I was like, yeah, I went with it, you know, and this stuff on there eclectically that I look at, and felt very fortunate because, you know, there's a song I wrote when I was a kid, and to see with what's happening and the silhouette, the doorway and all this. I'm for most things that are evolving, because life just keeps revolving into new and better things.
Well, you know, when I first heard TikTok, I thought it was part of a joke, like Knock Knock, and I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. But I got to tell you something. It has been remarkable. And I got to say that this is a sensational thing. You just turned a few weeks ago 80 years old. A brand new CD, and my friends, announcing a 22-city tour of North America. And I cannot believe the schedule you're on. This is kind of like going back to the days of Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, only you're not have to be on a bus.
Well, you're correct. You know, the thing is, the Dick Clark tours were like 120 days. And I pared it down a little. And, yeah, we've got the tour going out, and it continues next year, February through the spring. You know, happy to say yes. The birthday is wonderful. I just don't live on numbers or by numbers. I live by, you know, you stand still, they're going to throw the dirt on you. And I'm still genetically wired that way. It's a passion, and predicated on health, obviously. So I just keep going. And I don't know, you know. I've got the energy, and I guess when that stops, you kind of sit back and go, what's next? But until then, I'm out there.
Then I hope you never, ever, ever stop. I hope retirement isn't in your DNA. I have to tell you a quick story. Some 28 years ago, when you were on the show the last time, we told a story about how our mutual friend Johnny Carson ran into you when you were, I guess, someplace in an elevator, someplace in New York, and he had just started The Tonight Show. And he said to you, I know a young guy that is just starting a new TV show. Would you write the theme? Which you ultimately did, of course, the most famous song on television. And then I asked you the same question, and you said, well, after I get done with a project with Connie Francis, I'll write you a theme. I know you've been busy, Paul. I know you...
Did I tell you that part of the story?
No, I know Skitch was the band leader, but no, I didn't know that part of the story.
Yeah, he didn't want this kid coming in, and, you know, and he said to Johnny, no, we're not using it. Johnny came back with the bad news. I said, gee, Johnny, I was thinking of a new half of the royalties. Then let me get back to you. He called me. He said, you got it. But, you know, I didn't know. Johnny didn't know. 30 years. So I'm so glad I gave him half. I have no regrets. And nobody did it like Johnny. And Ed was, you know, I had so many laughs.
Oh, yeah. He was sensational. He loved a good audience. And I got to tell you, I have seen you several times in concert, Paul. And I look around when I'm sitting in the chair, and I look at the reactions on people's faces, and that's the most gratifying part, is to see the emotions, the tears, the laughter, the smiles. And, you know, when you come to town, it's not Paul Anka and a three-piece combo. When you come to town, it's a huge show. And that's really the style that I think is missing in a lot of production today. But you have influenced so many people, from Sinatra to Michael Jackson to Drake, the Michael Bublé, and it just keeps on coming. I was watching a video of you the other night. I don't know how to explain it. I've been in this business a long time. I don't know how to explain it, but it's fantastic. The music never dies.
Well, thank you. You got to feel blessed with all this stuff, because nobody's got a real hold on it. You know, if you give the effort and you put everything you believe in there, hopefully it's going to happen, because with me, I don't know. Until you get on that stage, and as you astutely commented, and get the feedback from the people, the laughs, the tears, everything that they throw up at you, you have no idea how you affect people until that moment. So the performing aspect of my life is important to me, A, because I love doing it, but secondly, to get a fix on, you know, who and how you're affecting people. And now with this TikTok, instead of getting these young kids coming in, and I'm going, what is going on here? And it's all because you get out and perform, and people show up, and you see how you affect them. So I keep doing what I do, and however the dice fall, so be it. But as long as they're there, and, you know, our tour is sold out already, hopefully I'll get to get on and do it. Who knows where all this is going. And it's going to take us, you know, till next spring, and I'm looking forward to it. And I really want to get back to work, because I haven't worked in almost, it'll be 2 years. So, yeah, bring it on. I've got to get out there again.
Gosh, I love to hear you say that. Now, the new CD is called Making Memories. The song Put Your Head on My Shoulder. Then you do My Way with Michael Bublé and Andre Bocelli. You Are My Destiny. Wow, what a version of that with El Divo. This is not the first duets CD that you've put out. You've done this before.
I have. And I must qualify that it's not a duets album, and it wasn't supposed to be. The majority of the songs on there are just new compositions with me, but what I wanted my way, you know, I wasn't ready to listen to myself for 4.5 minutes doing it. I said, and it kind of happened in an interesting way, because a few summers ago I was in Italy. I've known Bocelli a long time, and he invited me to his restaurant in Forte di Marmo. In the midst of the meal, he wheeled a piano out in the middle of the restaurant while we're eating, and he sits down and he starts singing My Way. But I said, come and sing a song with me. And so I got up. I wasn't going to say no, because it was his restaurant.
Right.
Eating. I started singing My Way with him, so it stuck in my head. And it was just magical, as you can imagine. And then when I was putting this all together, Michael had called to go to dinner. We had dinner at his home with his family. And I'm saying to myself, well, I got Bocelli. I mean, who says you can't put another guy on there?
Sure.
Like a Bublé.
Right.
So I said, Michael, I'm doing blah, blah, blah. He says, I'm in. So all of this, within a week, Michael's in the studio doing it. Bocelli's done. They said, let's do it. So, yeah, great. I mean, it's a historical moment. And the only other one is You Are My Destiny with Il Divo, because I wanted to do a whole new approach.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got those three on there, and all the other songs are new. Real proud of this one, because it's just so different, and that's it.
Well, I tell you, it's sensational. Long way from being backstage in the dressing room with Fats Domino and Chuck Berry telling you, go back to school, Paul.
Oh, that's right. Fats was real nice to me. Signed my new leather jacket. You know, I broke in backstage because I was a crazy music man. And Chuck was putting his guitar away. It's in his book, frankly. And I just broke in and, I, Mr. Berry, signed, blah, 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 blah. I've got this song. I'm so young and you're so old. And I finished and he says, the worst song I've ever heard, go back to school. So 2 years later, there I am with Chuck Berry at the New York Paramount, and Paul Anka with Chuck Berry. I'm like, this can't be true. And I ran into him, of course. I said, hey, Chuck, I skipped school. Look at me. I got the blah, blah, blah. So we laughed about it. He was...
Go to paulanka.com. Anka Sings Sinatra Tour begins in October 22nd, goes through March 14th. But you got to do me a favor, Paul. I really mean this, okay?
Sure.
We can't wait another 30 years to do this again.
Well, that's going to be up to you, and I promise you I'll be there when you want it.
Okay.
No problem. I'll see you, obviously, backstage at the Villages, and we love it there.
I play there. I do a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand with a 15-piece orchestra, and I played that room, and I can't wait to go backstage and see you and watch that show. I will probably be there and in Clearwater with what you do.
Oh, man. Well, you're going to hit me backstage both.
Okay. Well, I could talk to you for hours on end, and maybe one day we can break bread and do just that. Paul, thank you, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you after the first of the year.
That's a promise.
Thanks, Paul.
Promise. I look forward to it.
Paul Anka has been our guest, and there is more to come with Ron Segee today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been on our show several times over the past 30 years, although our friendship goes back further than that, back almost 40 years. And I tell you something, he's a fascinating man. And he continues at a golden age, working every day. He just finished his 22nd book, and we wanted him here to give us some predictions for the coming year. Joining us right now is my dear friend, the amazing Kreskin.
Ron, this past year, it almost seems like it lasted 10 years or something. It's I have a feeling, Ron, that because I've met authors here and there and writers and some in news business as well, but writing books, there's going to be gigantic volumes written about this past year because, let's face it, if this appeared in a fictional play or movie, they would have said, no, they've gone overboard. It's too exaggerated. All these things couldn't happen all at one time. But the craziest thing is this couldn't be written. So it had to be lived. That's all we can say.
Well, I don't want to be flipped. We should have told us it was going to be happening in 2019. You probably saw it in the future.
Well, that's the crazy thing. I have not talked about this. I have not mentioned this. But about 2 months ago, three different reporters said, Kreskin, you realize so much of what you said has come to pass. And I said, what made you say this? I've written 22 books. The current one is, I'm like a kid about it, called The Adventures of the Amazing Kreskin. But what's interesting is that it's not a lengthy book, and people tell me that have bought it, they sat with their families, their kids around them, high school and so forth, because there's pictures capturing certain elements of the book that I write about. So I kept it quiet for a long time, and I don't think I've quite mentioned to you, but I've always felt that with success, and I'm very proud of my success, the airline industry announced around the time that you last spoke to me, it's about 2 years ago, right, at that point, I have flown in my career a little over 3.5 million miles. You know, I've traveled the world and what have you. But at the same time, people do not know about is that I've been called in my career, I've 86 crime cases. And I feel with success, you have to give something back for your success, whether it's to friends, relatives, business people. But I felt to my culture I had to give something back. By the way, I did not solve 86 crimes. I would say I was helpful in about a third of them. But when you read the book and you realize how I was almost murdered, some dramatic scenes that almost seem that they've got to be part of a new movie because these are true stories, and yet you stopped a murder, you stopped a co-murder where you would have been one of the victims, and on the crime cases go. So my career has really been an adventure. It's all I can say, Ron.
Well, and it's not the first time that you have been portrayed in a movie. Of course, Tom Hanks said that the great Buck Howard was modeled after you.
And you know, the Tom Hanks movie, I got to share this with you because in the movie, the great Buck Howard, John Malkovich plays me, but I got to tell you an inside story. When the movie opened on Broadway and Hanks was there and we're going through the red carpet, when we got to the end of the carpet, Hanks was there and he hugged me and he says, Kreskin, thanks for making it possible for my son to play your man.
manager in the movie and what have you. And now we're off to the side, and we're outdoors, and there's press out there, but we're off to the side. Nobody's hearing us. He says, Kreskin, I want to tell you the good and the bad part about making this movie. And I'm thinking, this doesn't sound like Tom Hanks. He's a neat guy. He's a real pro. And I said, oh, okay, Tom, you know who played you in the movie? John Malkovich. I said, yeah, I know. He says, I want to tell you, Malkovich watched hours and hours of your television appearances, day after day, every kind of show you did through the years, very concerned about your mannerism. He said, yeah, he was around me, was always very quiet and so forth, thought I may be self-conscious or no, this is his nature. He says, now I want to tell you the bad part about making this movie. I'm thinking, what? I said, okay, Tom. He says, you know, your handshake is legendary, and you've seen pictures of it, Ron, and you see how I shake hands or what have you. And that's natural. I've done it ever since I was in my teens, and it's a very energetic one and so forth, and a lot of people, comedians, have mocked it or imitated it. He says, well, let me tell you, 3 days during the period that this motion picture was being made, John Malkovich decided to set aside the entire day and go up to each of us and shake our hands for 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes. We needed chiropractors at the end of the third day. We had to practice the shaking of the hand, and I think that's one of the neatest stories. He was doing it seriously because he wanted to get my handshake. You would not want to have people imitate it. He says, Kreskin, we were walking around with like we needed a support.
That's funny.
So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've experienced that handshake on many occasions.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. And I know what it's like. Let's talk about the year. What do you foresee, my friend?
Well,
I can see this is going to be a bad start when you say, well.
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing is, one of the worst things, and more scientists tell me this, and a lot of medical people, one of the worst things we ever did was shutting down cities. They said, Kreskin, in many, many cities, more people got ill that lived closely together than walked around and were visiting cities, and if they wore a mask, there would have been a problem. And by the way, when I say this, I don't want anyone to think I have anything against our politicians and so forth, but if I had my own way, I wish that most of our politicians had been on the Titanic. And by the way, I happen to mean that. Wish they'd been on the Titanic, because shutting down of cities.
Well, didn't you several years ago in a previous book allude to the fact that this could happen in our society?
Oh, you're talking about that chapter, which I never spoke about. Talked about in the chapter has come true. Talked about a country being shut down. Talked about less and less jobs. Talked about people not gathering together in groups. When I wrote that down, it was something that was obsessing me. There was nothing around the corner that was showing that this was going to happen. And I had no reason. First of all, I had no idea, and don't anyone ever misquote me, Ron, I had no idea of a disease. I had no idea that a disease would be a major factor in helping to create this setting. As a matter of fact, I felt that something was going to happen to cause all this disastrous factors where organizations would break down, companies would be lost. I hope I am being quoted in saying that I believe that this disease is one of the most powerful military weapons that has ever existed in mankind's history. When you think of how many people this terrible, terrible, tragically has killed and shut down companies, thousands of people in the United States are out of work. And then, very interesting, I'm getting calls from Saudi Arabia, from England, and they're on the phone saying, Kreskin, we don't understand. We see the news. We see the news from the States. And you have a city closed down now for 2 weeks. The people can't go outside of the city because they won't allow the military to come in to set things up, to clear things up. I'm not blaming the criminals that did this because they were criminals, but I am blaming the politicians who allowed this to happen.
Kreskin, we'll talk.
And by the way, I'm not going to say goodbye, but Ron, in the spirit of broadcasting, let's just say to be continued.
I love when you do that. I would be disappointed if you didn't say that. And bye-bye.
Thank you.
What a guy. I tell you something, I love talking to him. The amazing Kreskin. He sounds terrific and great guy. I've known him for a long time. He is 86 years old, but he sounds like he's 20 years old. He loves to embrace that microphone. He gets right up on it. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie Today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Taliban terrorist group has taken full control of almost every area near the airport in the capital of Afghanistan and is ready to take over as soon as U.S. troops depart, two senior officials from the group claimed on Friday. As soon as the Americans leave, they just have to give us the signal and we will then take over, he said. This can be done as early as this weekend, he added. For women, the question is, what's next? After 20 years of advancements in women's rights to education, to work, and to even leave the home, now appear to be dashed. Afghan human rights activist Serena Faizi.
20 years we worked so hard to get to where we are right now. But, you know, look at that, just in 2 weeks, you know, we lost everything that we worked so hard for. They're hopeless, they're helpless. The only one thing that they're looking for is for a miracle. My family's right now in Afghanistan. I have 6 sisters.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. Well, there's a show that's premiering on ABC Monday and Tuesdays, and it's a great show. I'm looking really forward to it. And its host is quite a guy. He's a former NFL quarterback, spending time with the New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers. You've seen him on the Food Network, on ESPN, the Emmy Award-winning Daily Mail on TV. And joining us right now is Jesse Palmer. Hi, Jesse. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Doing fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on.
I feel like I know you. I see you all the time on television, whether it's with sports, whether it's on ABC, whether ESPN, Rooms to Go. I mean, you're like everywhere. I mean, you're the guy that everybody recognizes at the train station.
I got to tell you, I've been super fortunate throughout my career and all these different ventures I'm doing. And now I get to really dive in to a sport that I've been a huge fan of my whole life, surfing. New show. I can't wait for it.
I can't wait for it either, because I think it's sensational. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called The Ultimate Surfer, and it is something else. It's on ABC. Tell us about it now, because this is done in such a fashion. I can't wait to see it with this artificial, human-made wave that was done by Kelly Slater. Yeah.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
So this is so cool. So 14 of the best surfers in the U.S., 7 men, 7 women, they're all coming together. They're competing to be the ultimate surfer, to win $100,000, to get a spot on the World Surf League Championship Tour, which is like the NFL for pro surfing. And as you said, it all takes place at Kelly Slater's branch in Lemoore, California. It's not the ocean. It's like miles and miles inland in the middle of cow country. But he set up this unbelievable, it's like Disney World or Disneyland for adults. It's this huge wave pool. It's about 7 football fields long. The water is like crystal glass, and it makes the perfect wave every single time. They use this giant, they use this machinery. It's technological. They can control the size of the barrel, whether it's 3 feet big or whether it's 6 feet big. And the barrel runs for about 50 seconds. It essentially is providing a level playing field for all of our surfers to show what they can do. There's a lot of drama in this show because there's so much on the line. We've got 14 hardcore surfers. So really, for me to be a part of this was really cool.
Jesse, this has got to be a huge device. I mean, it's got to be big because it takes so long for a wave to really get some action.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you watch it, you have to honestly see it to believe what's happening. It's like a giant sled running along the water, and the force and the power is just incredible. And you can surf during the day. It's also lit up so that you can surf at night. And I'm telling you, when you're standing there watching these surfers do their thing nighttime, I mean, I've played football in some of the biggest and best stadiums in the United States, in college and in pro. And you really get that huge arena-type feel kind of watching. It's just such a unique setting. It's really, really wild to see.
How high are the waves on it?
I mean, you can get them, I think, up to 6 feet.
Wow.
And it just runs consistent all the way through for over 45 seconds. It's just wild to see it happen.
I'm so anxious to see that. Now, how do they pick the contestants for this? And again, they're going to battle it out at the State of Art Artificial
Surf Ranch.
Surf Ranch, yeah, in California. Now, they're going to be weekly eliminations, leaving 2 men and 2 women as finalists, and then they will vie for the ultimate surfer and the opportunity to compete in the Elite World Surf League Championship Tour, which is a big thing for that sport. But how do you get the contestants, if you will?
So our surfers come from all different walks of life, and they come from all over the world. We found men and women in Hawaii, in California, in Florida, even in Puerto Rico. They've all surfed at a very, very high level. We have some competitors that have already surfed on the World Surf League Championship Tour, like what you're talking about. We have a lot of other surfers that have been on the junior circuits, and we have other surfers that are just sort of, you know, kind of free riding all the time. But they all are unbelievable up there on the board. And I think what's really interesting, what's going to resonate with people at home watching this, you honestly don't have to be a big surfing fan to enjoy this show. I think when the show starts, people will start to understand all of these surfers come from different backgrounds. They have different reasons for doing this show, and they've all had different journeys in life that have brought them to this point. Some of them have suffered a lot of trauma. Some have suffered a lot of personal tragedy that they've had to overcome to get to this point. And I think people at home, some people watching this will be able to really kind of connect with the different stories that they're seeing and that they're hearing. and then they'll root for these people. It's really touching, and I think for me as the host of the show, that to be in a position to kind of help share their stories with people at home, for me was really cool and really unique.
You know, I think surfing is one of those sports where you say, you know, not everybody does it. Of course, it's a dangerous sport if you don't know what you're doing. But I think it's one of those activities that people everywhere just like to watch, because not only is it kind of intriguing that they can do this, but it's also kind of a nice thing. It's like, you know, a pretty thing to watch when you see a surfer, boy or girl, you know, go down that wave. It just has a kind of a, I guess, a very nice look to it. You know, you wonder how the hell they do it is what you wonder, and it's amazing that they do. I got to ask you the $1 million question, okay? Did you do it?
Well, I'm from Ottawa, Canada, originally. You all know it's the mecca of surfing. So I did very little surfing growing up as a kid, and I didn't get a chance to go out on the waves filming this because they didn't want me to get hurt, which in all likelihood would have happened, because as you mentioned, and I think anyone that's ever tried surfing knows, and I've tried it before, extremely difficult. And it's amazing when you see someone that's really good at doing something, they make it look easy. And that's essentially what our 14 surfers do on the show. They're just so talented on the board that they just make it look, they make you feel like, oh yeah, I could just go out there and get on this board, no problem. I got it. Not at all the case. That's what's one thing for me, again, as a former NFL quarterback, I was just in awe at what they were all doing.
That's funny though. Canada being the, of course, headquarters for surfing in the world.
Exactly.
Jesse, tell us a little about this Good Sports that you're the national spokesperson for, a nonprofit organization that is supplying sports equipment to underprivileged kids. I think that's great.
I'll tell you, they're doing an unbelievable job. They've sort of identified a lot of areas around the United States and really around the world where children just aren't able to play sports anymore. And there's a lot of different reasons for that, a lot of different school zones. School districts have defunded sports. They don't have equipment. They don't have the means necessary. They don't have jerseys, whatever it is. They just don't have football. They don't have soccer balls. They don't have baseballs. They don't have the means or the wherewithal to be able to go play. And as a result, participation in sports is dwindling right now in some places around the country. You know, when I think back to my life and how important sports played, the role that sports played in my life, and it has nothing to do with opening up an opportunity to play pro sports down the road, but it was just my social development as a kid. And being around other people and learning valuable lessons and learning all the different unique skills and traits that you acquire through sport was so important to me. So Good Sport has just been amazing at helping kids get back in the game, essentially, through equipment donations, through jerseys, through all different types of things. It's really, really amazing. And people can learn more about goodsport.org. They can go online and see all the incredible work that this organization is doing. It's been an honest privilege to be working with them and helping out.
Well, I tell you, thank you so much for doing that. I really do. I know you're on a busy schedule, but I want to tell everybody, Monday and Tuesdays on ABC at 10 o'clock, it's The Ultimate Surfer. You got to watch this. It's a terrific show, and its host is our guest and one great guy, Jesse Palmer. Hey, Jesse, don't be a stranger around here, and we look forward to your return, and good luck with the show, okay?
Really appreciate it. Thank you again so much for having me on.
Thank you, Jesse, for being here. Jesse Palmer has been our guest. Really a nice man and quite a guy, too. I mean, he's not only a former NFL quarterback, but he turned TV personality, as I mentioned earlier, as a football analyst for ESPN, Food Network's Holiday Baking Championship, the host of Emmy Award-winning Daily Mail TV, and he also earned the Dr. Lombardi GPA Award. Quite a guy, whether it's on the football field or behind the microphone. And the show, as we mentioned, will be every Monday and Tuesday nights for the first couple of weeks, and then it will go to just Monday nights at 10 o'clock on ABC. It's called The Ultimate Surfer, and our guest has been Jesse Palmer. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Safari with me.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
World, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, with everything in the news, you kind of want to look for something that is a positive thing. And even though this is a problem in the world, there is a positive end to it. In the United States, just 8% of the plastic waste is recycled, according to the EPA. And joining us right now to talk about this is Community and Communications Officer for SC Johnson, Alan Vandermolen. Hi, Alan. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Ron, I'm so happy to be back and doing terrific today.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, I got a statistic in front of me that is staggering, even more staggering than the one I just said, and that is every year, 8 million metric tons of plastic waste enter the oceans. And in the U.S. alone, just 8% of this plastic waste is recycled, according to the EPA.
How does that happen, and what is any kind of solution, if there is? That is a staggering statistic.
It is staggering. If you think about that, 92% of the plastic waste in our country ends up in landfills, where it just goes for generations and generations. So what we can do about it is start to capture that, to start to create what are called closed-loop recycling programs. And we've got two pilots here in Milwaukee, one with Milwaukee Bucks and one with Milwaukee Brewers. We're collecting all of their plastic waste, which is primarily cups and single-use bottles, and then we're treating that plastic and upcycling, so making it useful instead of going to landfills, upcycling that into packaging for our products. So that's just one way we can start to address this issue.
That what is referred to then as the loop recycling?
That's closed-loop recycling, that's right. So there's no plastic waste that's escaping out of that particular facility, so the Brewers ballpark or the Milwaukee Bucks arena, no plastic escaping out of there. So we've closed the loop and we put it into recycling again to create packaging.
You mentioned the landfills. How long can a plastic item last in a landfill? I mean, I know it's a long time, but is there any specific length of time that we could say, even if it's, you know, 2,000 years?
Ron, I think multi-generations would probably be the right way to look at it. I think there are varying statistics depending on what kind of plastic is involved. But let's say one generation is too long as far as we're concerned, which is why we're really focused on driving that recycling number up into double digits and just continuing to climb.
This type of a endeavor needs the cooperation of everyone. And as is the case when they talk about the environment and changes in the environment, you need the cooperation of everyone around the world. How do you do that? How is this project in the United States of America applicable to some of the problems that we would run into in having this kind of plan enacted in other countries around the world?
We think that the producers of plastic and the users of plastic, which has very good use, mind you, and it's safe for food and food storage, there's a lot of positive uses for plastic. The issue is not capturing the plastics in the system and extending its life through recycling. So we think this program, in particular the ones we've got with the Bucks and the Brewers, provide good community-based models for other, let's say, school districts, for local governments, for other sporting franchises, for hospitals, et cetera, to look at how to create their own closed loops to capture plastic and to upcycle that into other useful products. And in our case, that's packaging for our products.
That model, which I think is a sensational idea, do you share that model with other types of cities and projects, like you say, school districts, so that they could get on the bandwagon, if you will?
Look, we absolutely do. So there's a few things we're doing. We work not only with the two sports franchises here, we also work with an organization called Players for the Planet, which is current and former professional baseball players who have a real interest in the environment and plastic. So we've got relationships with all 30 clubs in Major League Baseball. We're also working with municipal governments across the country to create community-based recycling programs at curbside. And we've got six pilots up and running in that now, four of those on the East Coast of the United States and two on the West Coast.
We were talking about statistics earlier. This one here just blew me away. I've got to share this with everyone. By 2050, ocean-bound plastics are projected to weigh more than there are fishes in the ocean. Now, I don't know how many fishes there are in the ocean, but there got to be a lot. I mean, that is a figure that's got to scare you, and that date is not that far off.
It's not, you know, and it's staggering, and that's one of the things we're really committed to looking at. So we've got a partnership with the Plastic Bank in Southeast Asia, which is a plastic collection enterprise. And 60% of the world's ocean-bound plastic is in Southeast Asia. So we've got more than 100 recycling centers in Southeast Asia that's collecting ocean-bound plastic, and we're turning that plastic into packaging for our product in the United States. In fact, 100% of our product in the United States is made from ocean-bound plastics now.
These recycling plants that you're talking about in Southeast Asia, do we have any here in the United States?
The plastic bank doesn't per se, so for ocean-bound plastic, not yet. We're trying to attack that a little bit more at a community-based level. So we certainly think that model in Southeast Asia works because it creates a living for plastic collectors who today aren't making any money or are below the poverty line. poverty line. So this is creating basically economic incentive for collection that creates a livelihood for collectors and then at the same time addresses a huge environmental issue.
I always think of landfills as being really something that is at some point is just not going to work anymore. And I'm assuming that taking this plastic and recycling it in another application so that it doesn't have to sit underground for a million years is a much better idea and far more productive.
We agree with you, Ron. Plastic recycling as well as food composting, all kinds of these more environmentally conscious practices, we're hoping gain tremendous traction and become scalable solutions for our country and indeed for the world.
I think it's great who you teamed up with, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Milwaukee Brewers, because I can't imagine, just like at racetracks or other sporting events, how much plastic is being used. Use it once and throw it away. Man, that seems like an awful lot of waste out there, you know, Alan?
Ron, between the Bucks and the Brewers, 2.3 million plastic cups are used each season. To translate that into what we're doing, that creates roughly 1.1 million bottles for a product that is all made out of recycled plastic.
Alan, where can we go for more information? And if listeners want to get active in this, how can they do that?
First of all, you can go to scjohnson.com and information on our ocean-bound plastics and our upcycling with the Bucks and the Brewers are both on our landing page. And if consumers want to become involved, simply start reaching out into your communities so you can start local recycling programs through your civic organizations, scouts, schools, civic organizations. I think you're going to find a lot of traction locally to start to address these issues, and we're certainly happy to partner with anybody who wants to reach out to us with a good idea.
Closed Loop Recycling. Our guest has been Community and Communications Officer for SC Johnson, Alan Vandermolen. Alan, come back anytime. Update us on any developments that, you know, happen to come up or how we can get more involved. Any way we can help, we will. And thank you for being so protective of our environment.
We do too, Ron. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Wow, I tell you, that is interesting stuff. Scary stuff, too, so you got to heed it. I mean, I'm going to repeat that statistic again. By 2050, ocean-bound plastics are projected to weigh more than there are fish in the oceans. Think about that for a moment. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Well, Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Setji today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include one legendary singer, songwriter, actor, and terrific guy, Paul Anka. I also want to thank our friend Amazing Kreskin, Jesse Palmer, former NFL champ, who's now the host of Ultimate Surfer on ABC, and Akbar Bajamia Miller. Next hour, Rob Reiner will be joining us, singer and actor Robert Davi, comedian Kevin Nealon, and Alan Vandermolen. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Setji today. Stick around, because we have another hour to go.